All right, so get this. Ready for a deep dive into some AI news that has really got people talking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking DeepSeek.
Okay.
It's a Chinese company that's basically like they just dropped this bomb on the whole AI world.
Wow.
They've built this incredibly powerful AI chatbot, DeepSeek R1. And it's got people asking, how do they pull this
Yeah,
off?
I bet.
We're going through some news articles and analyses and even some social media threads.
Oh, wow.
And everything's kind of pointing to DeepSeek as this major shakeup, like
Interesting.
in the whole AI landscape, yeah.
It's not just like what DeepSeek is that's so interesting, it's the how.
Yeah.
Like they've managed to create something really impressive, but they went against a lot of the traditional ways of thinking about AI development.
Okay, so break it down for me. And anyone listening who might not be totally up on like all the AI jargon,
Right.
what exactly is DeepSeek R1?
So think of it this way. Imagine if you had like a giant box of Legos, like millions of them.
Okay.
That's kind of like the brain of DeepSeek R1.
I see.
It has 671 billion parameters,
Okay.
and those are like the individual Legos. Now, most AI models, they use all of their Legos all the time,
Right,
and
yeah.
that takes a ton of computing power and money.
Yeah.
But DeepSeek R1 is different. It's designed to only use about 37 billion of those parameters for any given task.
So it's like they figured out how to build a super efficient Lego masterpiece, but they're not using every single brick in the box.
Exactly.
Smart, but how does that even work?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. They're using this method called reinforcement learning, or RL.
Okay.
And it's basically, think of it like training a dog, right?
Right.
You give the dog rewards for good behavior,
Yeah.
and over time, it learns what actions will lead to getting those rewards.
Okay.
So DeepSeek R1 essentially does the same thing, but instead of getting treats, it gets like algorithmic rewards for producing like accurate and useful outputs. And this lets it just keep like improving itself, like becoming more accurate and efficient over time.
So hold on, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
They're training an AI like you train a dog.
Right.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
It might sound surprising, but it's actually super effective. And here's the thing, they did all of this on a really surprisingly low budget for AI development.
Like, how low are we
We're
talking?
talking like roughly $5.5 million to train this model.
That's it.
Yeah. And to put that into perspective, some companies are spending hundreds of millions
Oh,
or
no.
even billions of dollars on their AI projects.
So not only are they building this like super efficient model, they're doing it for a fraction of the cost.
Exactly.
That's going to have people in Silicon Valley a little nervous,
Oh,
I'm guessing.
absolutely. DeepSeek is a real wake-up call, I think. It
Yeah.
shows that you don't need the biggest budget to make like these groundbreaking advancements in AI.
Right.
Like you can
Okay.
be really innovative and have a smart approach, and it can go a long way.
Yeah.
And this has some pretty big implications, especially for companies like NVIDIA.
Okay, yeah.
Who are the ones who make the like expensive, high-powered chips that most of these AI companies rely on?
Right. So if DeepSeek can do this without spending a fortune on NVIDIA chips, does that mean that NVIDIA is in trouble?
It's possible. I mean, NVIDIA has always kind of had this assumption that, more computing power equals better AI.
Right.
And DeepSeek's approach really challenges that.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they aren't even using NVIDIA's hardware.
Wow.
They opted for AMD instead, which again is another bold move that goes against what everyone else is doing.
Okay, hold up. Even I'm getting a little lost here. You're telling me this Chinese company, DeepSeek, has created this powerful AI, trained it for cheap using this reinforcement learning.
Okay.
I know they're not even using the industry standard hardware. What's going on? Did they discover some secret sauce? What's their secret?
Well, one key part of their strategy is that they're committed to open source technology. So they're making their Legos, like their code, available for anyone to use and modify and build upon.
Whoa. Really? They're just giving it all away.
Right.
That seems kind of risky. No.
Right.
What's to stop someone from taking their tech and using it for, something bad?
It's a valid concern, and it's part of this bigger debate that's happening in the AI world right now.
Okay.
Open versus closed AI development.
Right.
So some people think that keeping AI development like under tight control, within these big companies or labs
Yeah.
is the safest way to make sure that it's not misused.
Okay.
But others, like DeepSeek, think that open access is how we get truly rapid innovation.
So DeepSeek is like the Robin Hood of AI,
Kind of,
taking
yeah.
on these big guys and sharing the wealth with everyone. That's pretty cool.
It is.
Let's get back to the tech for a second.
Okay.
You mentioned that DeepSeek is open source.
Yeah.
What does that even mean for, me, someone listening who's not a programmer?
Basically, it means that all the building blocks of DeepSeek R1, all the code and the algorithms are public. Anyone can download it, tinker with it, even build their own versions of DeepSeek R1.
Wow.
Maybe tailor it for a specific job or industry.
So they're not only shaking up the AI industry, they're also maybe like democratizing it, making this powerful technology accessible to way more people.
Absolutely.
That's pretty incredible. But it brings up even more questions, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Like, what happens when everyone has this kind of AI power? And how are these big companies like Google and Microsoft reacting to this open source approach?
Well, those are some excellent questions, and those questions will lead us to some of the most fascinating and complex parts of this DeepSeek phenomenon.
Okay.
It's not just about the tech itself.
Yeah.
It's about the impact it's having on the entire AI landscape,
Right.
like the power dynamics, ethical stuff, and what it means for innovation in this whole rapidly changing field. This is getting really interesting. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of this whole DeepSeek thing. We've got a lot more to go over. So, let's dive deeper. Let's talk about their open source approach and what it means for the future of AI development.
All right, let's do it. This open source approach could really change things up. Imagine if the most advanced AI wasn't controlled by just a few big companies, but was available for anyone to use.
It's like that secret recipe that only a couple chefs know versus posting that recipe online for anyone to try and mess with.
It is kind of like that, and suddenly you have cooks all over the world experimenting and coming up with new dishes the original chef never even thought of.
That's a great way to think about it. And that's exactly what DeepSeek is trying to do, right? They're
Exist.
sharing their tech to speed up AI development and make sure everyone benefits.
Right.
Okay, I'm really liking what I'm hearing, but this is still powerful new tech.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they say about great power?
Yeah.
What are the risks? Is there a chance this open source thing could backfire?
It's a good question and something to really think about.
Yeah.
What if someone bad gets a hold of DeepSeek's code and uses it for something harmful?
Right.
Like, what if we get these super advanced spam bots or even like deepfakes that are impossible to spot?
Oh, that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already seen how much damage misinformation can do,
For sure.
and AI could just make things so much worse.
Exactly.
So how do we make sure this tech is used for good?
That's the big question, and everyone in the AI world is trying to figure that out. There's no easy answer. Some people want stricter rules and more people watching to prevent misuse, but others think too many rules will just slow down innovation.
It's tough. I like the idea of making AI available to everyone,
Yeah.
but I also don't want to see it used to cause more problems.
Of course.
Where does DeepSeek stand on this? Do
Well,
they have any ways to prevent their tech from being misused?
it's interesting because they're not just throwing this technology out there and crossing their fingers. They're actively trying to shape the discussion about responsible AI. They've put out ethical guidelines for their model, and they're working with researchers and policy folks to figure out ways to reduce the risk.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
It sounds like they know about the potential downsides
Right.
and they're trying to be responsible.
Exactly.
But even with that, it seems like this open source approach is riskier than that closed controlled approach.
Oh, for sure. There's definitely more uncertainty. But that's also what makes it so exciting. It's like a giant experiment where we're all watching a new model of AI development happen right in front of us.
Yeah, it's like we're all watching this grand AI experiment unfold,
Yeah.
and DeepSeek's right there in the middle of it.
Right at the center.
So how are the big AI players like Google and Microsoft reacting to all this?
It's a mix. Some companies who have built their whole business on closed AI models are a little nervous
I bet.
because DeepSeek's proving that you can make powerful AI without tons of money or keeping your tech a secret.
Yeah, I bet some execs at Google and Microsoft are scrambling.
Probably.
But you said it's a mix.
Yeah.
Does it mean some companies like this open source approach?
Yeah, we're seeing more and more companies, big and small, realizing the advantages of open source AI. It lets them use a global network of smart people. It speeds up development and can lead to better solutions.
So it's like if you can't beat them, join them.
Right.
Even big tech can't ignore open source.
Exactly. And this shift to open source AI just reflects a bigger trend in tech in general. More collaboration, more sharing, and a realization that the best innovations happen when people work together.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if open source could lead to AI breakthroughs that help everyone.
It could.
but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right.
You mentioned DeepSeek as a Chinese company. How does that affect things?
Uh-huh.
Does their nationality play a role in how they develop AI?
That's really important to consider.
Yeah.
China has come a long way in AI research.
Right.
And they have a very different approach to data and government involvement compared to the West.
Yeah, I've read that China uses AI for things like surveillance.
Right.
Which does raise some eyebrows.
It does.
So where does DeepSeek fit in with China's AI goals?
That's the question.
Is this China trying to dominate the global AI scene?
Well, it definitely shows that China's a big player in the field.
Okay.
And they aren't afraid to do things differently.
Yeah.
DeepSeek's success reminds us that innovation can come from anywhere.
It's true.
And that no single country will control the future of AI.
This isn't just about DeepSeek or even AI.
Right.
It's about who has power in the world of tech.
Absolutely.
And about the choices we make as a society about this powerful technology.
You got this DeepSeek thing makes us think about some big questions about the future of AI. Like, who's in control? Who benefits? And how do we make sure it's used for good?
Whoa, this is a lot.
It is.
We've talked about the tech, the risks, the ethics, and the global impact.
Yeah.
But what does it mean for the average person?
Right.
How will DeepSeek and this open source thing affect our daily lives?
That's what we should all be thinking about.
Yeah.
AI isn't sci-fi anymore.
Right.
It's here, it's changing fast, and it's going to impact everything we do.
Okay, I'm a little overwhelmed.
I hear ya.
We've covered so much.
Yeah.
Feels like every answer leads to more questions.
It's true.
Can we try to sum up the key things about DeepSeek for our listeners?
Yeah, let's do that.
What's most important for them to understand about DeepSeek and its impact on the AI world? It is a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so let's try to break it down. I think the biggest thing here is DeepSeek is a sign that the AI world is changing.
And changing fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They showed us you don't need to be like this huge corporation with millions of dollars
right.
to make an impact in AI.
Yeah, and their whole open source approach,
right.
that could change everything.
Yeah.
Imagine this powerful AI is out there for anyone to use or adapt or build on.
Yeah.
It opens up so many possibilities for developers and researchers.
Okay, so if I'm someone who's not like a tech expert,
right.
why should I even care about DeepSeek?
Yeah.
How does this affect me in my daily life?
Well, think about it. What if AI tools become cheaper and easier to use
okay.
for small businesses, teachers, artists, anyone really?
Okay.
We could see so much more creativity and innovation.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always two sides to every coin.
Yeah.
What about the bad stuff?
Right.
Is there anything about DeepSeek that worries you?
Honestly, the scariest thing is we don't know how this open source model will work out in the long run.
Yeah.
Could it lead to AI being used for bad things?
Right.
Will it cause a regulatory backlash?
Yeah.
These are questions we can't answer just yet.
So it's kind of like we're on the edge of this unknown world.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but also a little scary.
For sure.
What advice would you give to anyone listening who's trying to understand all of this?
Stay curious.
Okay.
Stay informed and don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
The future of AI is being decided now.
Yeah.
And we all need to make sure it's a future we want to live in.
You know, at the start of this deep dive, I was a little intimidated by all this AI stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm actually feeling kind of energized.
I get that.
It's like DeepSeek, open this door.
Yeah.
And we're all invited to see what's on the other side.
And who knows what we'll find?
Yeah.
Maybe solutions to problems we haven't been able to solve or totally new ways of thinking and creating. There's just so much potential.
So to wrap things up for our listeners.
Okay.
DeepSeek is a sign that the AI world is changing in a big way.
It is.
It shows us that innovation can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
And that the future is full of possibilities.
Absolutely. And I think the most important thing to remember is that we all have a say in this future.
You do.
How we develop and use AI today will affect generations to come.
Right.
So let's stay involved, stay informed, and shape this future together.
Well said. I think that brings us to the end of our deep dive today.
Sounds good.
But don't stop exploring and asking questions.
Yeah.
The AI revolution is just getting started.